to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes. So on the break, we kept talking more about that crazy show. I just want to tell people if they want to check out a based on true story, Wild Wild Country on Netflix.
In Oregon.
Antelope, Oregon. Crazy stuff. Okay. I don't want to stay too far on that because we're going to be talking about the Wild Wild purchasing market.
That's right.
It's Wild Wild real estate country up here.
That's right.
So let's talk about that. Because you were chomping at the bit last week.
Right.
To get into this topic. Well, but I was like, no. We got to talk about the head tax. We got to talk about this other stuff.
Yeah.
We had so many things to cover, which before we get too far, if you want to listen to some Wild Wild Country.
Yeah.
For anyone who has followed me for a long time, I'm back singing again. And I have my first show with the Nearly Nashville Country Tribute Group. We're at the Shanty Tavern.
The Shanty.
On Lake City Way.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo-hoo. All right. Can I get all a right. What? Yeah. So we're going to, so we're going to be the first act on. There's two of us that night. And so we're going to be on at 9, if anybody wants to come. That's Friday night, June 15th.
June 15th.
Yeah, you can see me fall flat on my face. You'll find out how my radio voice turns into musical voice. We'll see what happens. But yeah, we do all kinds of fun, like old country and honky tonk. We only have like one newer country song, and it's not even that new.
That's fantastic.
So the Dixie Chicks.
You know what? The Shanty, if you've not been to the Shanty Tavern.
Which I have not. I can't believe it.
It is an institution.
I have heard, as long as it doesn't put me in one.
That's right. Well, the Shanty Tavern has been operated since, I believe, 1963 by the
Is that when you showed up, too? Are you the same age?
Pretty darn close, yeah.
Okay.
But let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
But it's been run by the same family, the Spacratelli family.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Wow.
And old man Spacratelli still owns the tavern. And then they're open one day a week, Friday.
Friday.
That's it.
And when I'll be there.
And when you show up, the whole operation is run by the family. So there'll be Spacratellis pouring beer and Spacratellis helping you do this.
I'll have to remember Spacratelli.
Well, there you go. Yep.
Yeah.
I went to elementary school with Dana Spacratelli. And one of my good friends still just loves her. So
he's got big crush on her still.
Big time. Yeah. Schoolyard crush on.
That's still around today. Have they connected on Facebook? like so many other
maybe.
Past high school. Oh, my
Probably.
Gosh. Okay. We better move on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So that's June 15th.
We might get somebody in trouble.
Yeah. This Friday. So Friday. Oh, Friday, June 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Friday.
Got it. At 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening. I'm glad you did.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are you going to come?
I am.
Oh, absolutely. My gosh.
I think I should be.
Yeah, you've come to see some of my other bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Well, anything to support the Shanty. And if you happen to be there, well, that's okay, too.
And my shameful self-promotion, you bet.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
Or shameless. Either way, it's shameful and shameless.
We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. So that's not.
I'll do whatever I want at the Shanty.
That's right.
I may be a little less PC up on stage than I am on the radio.
Well,
so just FYI.
That's good. That's good.
Watch yourselves if you don't expect that.
Excellent. So, and then speaking also of wild, wild country.
Yes.
What's going on in our market?
It's still pretty nuts. We mentioned last week that there was like a little blip on the radar of people feeling like there was a lot more inventory coming on. But as I was mentioning before, this is the time of year that more inventory always comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of sets in first quarter these goals of coming on in the second quarter because guess what? School's almost out. And so families who want to make their moves during the summer break, this is when they make that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, we've got a bunch of new listings coming on, partly because of people who want to take advantage of that. But we keep getting asked like, well, is this the right time? Or should I make sure and do it by August? Is August too late? And honestly, if you don't have a property that speaks to family, really, I mean, because you can't, obviously with fair housing, you can't specifically go after one thing, but you can think about who the best avatar or demographic is for the kind of property you're selling, right?
Of course.
So like when I have a skinny house coming on that's got two beds up, one in the basement and a main floor. That's not typically speaking to somebody with a couple of kids,
right?
Because it's just not laid out in the way that they would live. So I always tell those folks, your two bedroom condo, your one bedroom condo, your other homes with these weird split bedrooms and things, you can sell those any time of year and nobody cares. because the people who want to buy are going to buy anytime during that same period as you. But, you know, we're having more coming on because this is the time of year that if someone's going to uproot their children, because people do know that when you move your children out of a school district mid-year, they can lose up to 6 months of learning time because of the adjustment. And so that's where you see a lot of these homes coming on the market. But we are still at a very tight inventory. I still look every day. Number of new listings coming on compared to pendings are still, there's a disparity. There's more pendings than there are new listings. However, we are continuing to see the trend of people overpricing. And I just had a conversation with one of my clients in Redmond today, where the exact same thing. He and I started talking about this a year ago, and, you know, we're doing an update on his valuation and things like that. And he said, well, you know, this neighbor right behind me, oh my gosh, look at his price. Well, I went and I looked. It's a 1970s home that, yes, it's in immaculate condition, but not like super updated. It's got had a little bit of updates. They went on market at a little over $1.2 million.
Yeah.
And it's 13 days on market. They've already dropped to 1.17.
Oh, wow.
And in that neighborhood, nothing has sold for over a million yet. Now, if you go out to a half mile radius, the Sheffield Greens 3 across the road,
I think,
you know, across 148th, now they have hit over a million, but it's also a 1980s style home in a different community.
Not comparable
at
you
all.
You can't
so
do that.
Whoever worked with this guy on his pricing model, either that guy was like, because I heard that his, you know, his wife had passed and he's getting ready to retire and he's going to move out of the area and all this stuff.
Filled his head with mush.
Well, it's either he said, hey, I need to have this amount, and if I don't get it, I'm not doing it. Or, I mean, because that's what happens is like we get, we call it the seller fallacy, right? They get these, like, they hear other people getting big numbers and they think their house should get it too. And it's like, but your house isn't like the one across 148th. It's nothing like the one across the street. So in your 1970s neighborhood, you're probably going to get sub a million for that, but it's not going to be that far from it. But he just, he shot himself in the foot because now everyone's going to see him price dropping and days on market. And then they're going to start wondering, well, what's wrong with that house?
Right.
And the thing is it, the guy
it's
has kept
it
immaculate since he's owned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
which is not fair, you know, and if things would have been,
it's
done
just not being educated.
Start,
I don't think either his agent didn't do a good job of really talking to him about that and laying out like, here's the what, how and why of this.
And
it's unfortunate. So, but the market is still very, very heated. We're still seeing multiple offers. We may not see as many multiple offers sometimes, but they're still out there. I know I had another pricing model I was working on for another client in the central area, and I was talking to one of the agents who's pending right now, and they wouldn't give me exact details, but they just said, well, it was just a very interesting situation. And I was like, okay, well, can you at least tell me if there was multiple offers?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really speak to that. You'll have to wait till we close.
Oh, please.
And that's kind of baloney. Yeah. He could have told me that.
Yeah.
It's a agent choice. He's not revealing anything that personally impacts their transaction. But you know, it's just one of those things. But we are seeing still a lot of activity, good pricing going on. But we are seeing some places sell for a little less and many selling for a lot more.
Yeah.
Everywhere, honestly. Yeah. Every time I do, so we cover South Snohomish to North Pierce and all of King in between. And I will tell you consistently, almost every neighborhood I do comp checks on recently, there's like one to two that sold under the last asking price. And then there's two, maybe three that sold really close to asking price. And then there's maybe three that sold anywhere from 4 to 10 to 20% over asking. And that just really is partly based on who the agent is, how they really go about prepping the home, working and educating with their customer about pricing models and what to anticipate. And some people also very much underprice. There are a few agents, I will say, that are out there that underprice the market.
Right. Hoping for that feeding frenzy.
They're looking for the feeding frenzy. And I will tell you, it's not because they're necessarily doing it for the benefit of their clients. It's because they want the benefit of showing, oh, look, I got 20% over asking.
Right.
And so then they use that in their marketing materials to say, we consistently get, it's like, yeah, but you underpriced it X amount. So which kind of like, let's really balance that out with the other people who got 10% above asking.
Which cracks me up when I hear these radio ads by, mm-hmm. by certain real estate agents that I just sold this home for $50,000 more than we listed it for. Mm-hmm. I always, that just, yeah. it makes me smile because I'm thinking, and what was the original list price? What was the fair market value for the
right.
home? I mean,
yeah.
Usually all, when someone makes a
And honestly,
claim
those
like
agents
that,
aren't the ones who really control whether that happens.
They
it's
don't.
Kind of funny.
They don't.
I mean, you yeah. can prep it. I mean, let's not be
right.
Overly coy about the whole thing. I mean, because you know we put a ton of work. We
absolutely.
Spend months with our customers on all the preparation. I can tell you just this month alone, I've been on four different client calls where it's like, okay, let's do a walkthrough. And we put a very detailed prep list and everything
yes.
else together.
Right.
And we work with them. We're often providing vendor referrals to them. You know, we're running the whole thing.
Yep.
And then we talk about the pricing and what we're going to do and what's their timing. And then we try and give them a very realistic view. We often go thinking they're trying to do something very quick. And then suddenly I'm like, are you sure you can hit that timeline? Because
yeah,
having done
yeah.
this for 15 years professionally with hundreds of homes, I can tell you for a fact you're going to be super stressed out unless you're paying to have everybody do the work for you.
Yeah,
and that's if you can get everybody in on the timeline that you want.
That's right.
So, you know, we really try and prep everyone and say, realistically, what's your timeline? Let's look at that. Let's try and make it a less stressful experience. Unless you really, really have a deadline, let's get a good plan in place, because we do believe that a good agent should have a strategic plan, both on preparation as well as pricing and how mm-hmm. you get through contract period.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway.
So if that doesn't work.
Well, you know, to your point, it's really like when you're on the buyer side and you're trying to find property,
mm-hmm.
You have to start thinking creatively.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having to do that with more and more clients right now, because
right.
there's not always that seller who has gotten everything prepped. And so sometimes you have to go in with a mindset that says, I don't need to have the move-in ready. I'm willing to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I have guidance.
That's where I
right?
come in. And
yes.
you come in.
Yes.
Yeah. So what we're referring to is renovation financing. So if you find a home that is less than perfect, it's not in mm-hmm. maybe there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just...
Yeah, it's like me. I'm less than
dated.
Perfect.
It needs updating. We're the scratch and dent department, you know? But something that
yeah,
needs,
I have a scratch right
needs
now.
Some extra work. Well, I know we have to take a really quick break here,
yes.
but when we come back, let's
get
talk
on it.
About renovation financing and how you can buy that fixer home and put it all together in one neat, tidy package. Stay tuned.
Nice.
More
Open House
Team Reba.
With Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.